From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. To New Mexico now and the Los Alamos National Laboratory, home of the first American atomic bomb. There, some nuclear specialists are playing with video games, but it's not what you think. They're using game technology to make virtual models of nuclear facilities. The goal is to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons by providing more realistic training to the inspectors who monitor civilian nuclear activities around the world. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The room is pretty bare. Chairs are arranged in rows, but not too neatly. A couple of tables at the front, and a single laptop computer connected to an overhead projector. What the laptop is demonstrating in this nondescript classroom a la the 1950s may just revolutionize global efforts to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. On the screen, the inside of a nuclear reactor at the Idaho National Laboratory, a virtual depiction of the reactor. A small team of nuclear specialists here at Los Alamos is using software from the entertainment industry, Pixar, DreamWorks, and Industrial Light and Magic, to create virtual models of nuclear facilities. Highly realistic, says Kelly Michelle, the project leader, including wiring, cables, boxes, warning signs, radiation stickers, and much more.
What we're looking at right here is a pipe with material moving through it that's been peeled away, so there's some transparency there. If we had a data spigot, so to speak, feeding this computer, we could give you temperature, pressure, density, and pipe contents for every pipe and every conduit that you would see in that facility that had data correlated with it.
The project is called VISIBLE, an acronym for Virtual Simulation Baseline Experience.
In virtual reality, we can let people learn about a facility by standing in places that would not be safe or possible to stand.
Philip Hypes is a coordinator of nuclear nonproliferation projects at Los Alamos.
We can make walls and pipes transparent and actually watch material flow or not flow. We can treat an entire multi-billion-dollar facility as a laboratory where we can play around with different configurations of detectors and cameras and things and essentially do experiments that would be prohibitively expensive if you tried to do them any other way.
Los Alamos has been working on the VISIBLE project for about 3 years. It created the virtual version of the Idaho National Laboratory reactor based on video and still photographs and lots of other data. When it was done, it got a good reception at the Idaho lab, says Birch Hayes, the project's key software expert.
We gave this to them, and they've used it in a number of ways for visitors, trainees, new employees. We showed it at a workshop, and then the following day took people out to the facility, and they felt like they had been there before, which was exactly the effect that we were looking for.
Los Alamos is sharing the system with the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna. The IAEA sends inspectors to nuclear facilities all over the world, including hard cases such as Iran and, in the past, North Korea. The Los Alamos team would like to see this technology become a mainstay of the IAEA's training program. There are other models as well, such as a depiction of a virtual portal monitor at nuclear facilities. A portal monitor looks like a large metal detector, and it's designed to determine whether someone is trying to smuggle nuclear materials out of a facility. Birch Hayes operates the laptop to move virtual radioactive material through the monitor.
Because we're in a virtual environment, we can show you things that are invisible in real life. For instance, these two samples on the table are continuously outputting gamma.
Gamma is one of the basic kinds of radiation that the nucleus of radioactive atoms gives off.
So now we've painted them so you could see them. And I can pick it up, bring it over to the gateway, which will subsequently alarm.
This is all happening in the computer, not in real life, but it has the verisimilitude of real life. The software has already paid dividends in the form of better-trained nuclear inspectors scoring significantly higher on training tests, says Kelly Michelle.
We're right on the cusp, right on the verge, frankly, of making this a worldwide applied technology and capability.
This technology could also help future builders of nuclear facilities make them safer and better protected by applying a variety of virtual monitoring and protection systems in the computer to see what works best in virtual reality before a facility becomes part of real reality. Mike Schuster, NPR News.